Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As we've said for over a decade, the purpose of this broadcast is to inform, to entertain, and to call to action. With the number of important bills up in House Judiciary tomorrow morning, it's only fitting that this particular broadcast be a call to action. It's rare that we have three bills up on the same day, and even more rare that they would all be up at the same time in the same committee. But that will be the case tomorrow as House Judiciary takes up House Bill 477, House Bill 609, and Senate Joint Resolution 15. All three are crucial, and it's important that we focus our efforts on the Republican members of the committee. House Bill 609 and Senate Joint Resolution 15 need to pass, and House Bill 477 needs to die. Let's take a quick look at what each one does. House Bill 609 is a direct response to President Obama's mandate last May that schools and colleges across the nation open girls' locker rooms, shower rooms, and dorm rooms to any guy who believes he's a girl. And the edict went even further. It said that boys who identify as girls must be allowed to play on girls' sports teams, and if that team travels, then the boy must be housed with the girls, no separate hotel room. As predicted, the outcry from parents was loud and sustained, and state after state, including Montana, challenged the directive in court. Last month, President Trump rescinded the order and said the issue should be handled on a state-by-state basis, thus House Bill 609. The bill is a legislative referendum that would go to a vote of the people in 2018. If passed, it would restrict the use of locker rooms and other protective facilities to those designated to a person's biological sex. No more free passes to the girls' locker room just by saying you identify as a girl. Please ask the Republican members of the House Judiciary Committee to vote yes on House Bill 609. The second bill is Senate Joint Resolution 15, a resolution urging the Montana Supreme Court not to adopt Rule 4.8G. The proposed rule would make it official misconduct for a lawyer to harass or discriminate against anyone because of their sexual orientation or gender identity. Both definitions are written so broadly that a lawyer could be charged with official misconduct simply for agreeing with the Bible's stance on same-sex marriage. The court received over 500 letters during their public comment period, and over 95% of them opposed the rule. We do too, and it's time to ask the Republican members of the House Judiciary Committee to vote yes on SJ 15. And finally, we need the committee to kill a bill that would bring a Christian youth treatment ranch under state control, even though the ranch accepts no state dollars. This is a direct attack on religious liberty. Please ask the Republican members of the Judiciary Committee to vote no on House Bill 477. We've made it easy to get involved. You can call and leave a message for the committee at 444-4800. That's 444-4800. Or you can go to our website at montanafamily.org and click on the button on the homepage and send a quick email to the committee members. Either way, it's important that they hear from you today. They're being bombarded with emails from the left, and they may take action as soon as Friday. Please go to montanafamily.org today. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslafi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.